The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara Menachos in Daf Ayin Beis brings the memory of Reb Shimon. Shimon says, come and see how chaviv, that it's better to be makriv, better to be mekayim a mitzvah b'shaita at its proper time. Where do we see that there's an advantage to perform a mitzvah at the proper time? Because when it comes to being makdir, the haktaras eivarim of the carbon, we know that when someone shechts a carbon, the zrika of the dam is on the mizbech, and the parts of the carbon of the by oil, the entire part of the carbon by other carbonas, the imurim, are brought on the mizbech. So when your carbon tumit, let's say, is brought on Shabbos, you know the carbonas of tmidim and musafin are daicha Shabbos. So the halacha is the zrika is done that day, and the haktara, they burn the imurim, the ivarim of the carbonas on Shabbos. Now the haktara, burning the ivarim, is a malacha. Burning something is havara, it's a malacha, it's also something just also to do on Shabbos. Nevertheless, since the Torah said to do it, Torah said that it's, therefore it's daicha Shabbos, so the haktara seivorim is daicha Shabbos. However, says Reb Shimon, we know the halacha is, the first Mishnah in Brachas, that Vezim et Aleph says, that haktara seivorim, haktara seimurim, is kosher kol halayla. You don't have to do the haktara that day. Even if the haktara wasn't done by the end of that day, the haktara, you can burn the parts of the carbon on the mizbech the entire night until Alois HaShachar, until the next morning. Now we know Shabbos ends when it gets dark, then the day is over, Shabbos is over. So why don't we say, why do we allow the Kohanim to burn to the haktara seivarim on Shabbos? Push it off till after Shabbos. Wait and do the haktara after Shabbos. After Shabbos, there won't be any aveira. There's no Shabbos anymore. So you won't need to be daicha Shabbos. Says Reb Shimon, from here we see that with the fact that we don't wait, we see kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaito, that it's so important. There's an advantage to performing the mitzvah b'shaito at its proper time, in its time, that this advantage, this maila, is so important that it has the ability to even override the isser of doing malacha on Shabbos. Now this halacha of chaviva mitzvah b'shaito comes up in many different places. I wanted to focus on one specific aspect of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simen Chofei, Sif Aleph, talks about the halacha regarding Hilchis Tefillin. The halacha is, in the morning, you daven Shachris, so halacha is that we wear a talis, we mekayim the mitzvah of Tzitzis, and we mekayim the mitzvah of Tefillin, we wear a talis and Tefillin. Halacha is, it's well known, if you walk into shul, you see, which one do we put on first? Which mitzvah are we mekayim first? The mitzvah talis, the mitzvah tefillin. So the Shulchan Aruch says over there, that there is a mitzvah to put the talis on before the tefillin. Ein shom, whatever the mile of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that the talis should come before the tefillin. What happens, says the Ramah, im tefillin mezumanim biyadai. He has tefillin. The ein lo tzitzis. Right now, he does not have a talis. However, it's possible that in a few minutes, sometime later, he will get his hands on a talis. So the question is, what's better? Now he has the tefillin. Is it better to put on the tefillin now, and then when the talis comes, then he'll put on the talis? This way, he'll be mekayim in the midst of tefillin now. On the other hand, he's not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of putting on talis before tefillin. Or do we say that since there is an advantage to put the talis on before the tefillin, so therefore he should wait, and then put on the talis, and then afterwards put on the tefillin? Paskins the Ramah, the tefillin mezumanim biyadav ein leitzitzis, he has tefillin, he doesn't have tzitzis, ein tzarech lahamtin al tzitzis, there is no obligation, he's not mechuyiv to wait for the tzitzis, ela maniach tefillin, first he puts on the tefillin immediately, u'kishemeviyim talis, and then when he brings the talis later, then he'll put on the talis. So the Ramah says that you're not supposed to wait, you put on the tefillin right away. Says the Magen Avraham, over there in Sivkot and Beis, why don't we say to wait? So the Magen Avraham brings two Gemaras. He brings the Gemara in Yuval Mestach Lametes. The Gemara says, Shihui mitzvah loy mashinon. We say that we don't wait to perform a mitzvah. We don't wait to perform a mitzvah, so therefore he says that you have the tefillin, you should be mekayim the tefillin right away. And the Magen Avraham says, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says by us, the Gemara Menachah says, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That we see that it's better to perform a mitzvah on Shabbos, do the Akhtara on Shabbos, even though it involves being doicha, the Isser of Malach on Shabbos. And that's better to pushing it off and doing it after Shabbos. Says the Magen Avraham, you see from here that doing a mitzvah right now is more important than being mekayim this hider of doing the mitzvah later. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, this is a source for this halacha that it says in the Ramah, that it's better to put on the tefillah now, and you'll put on the talis, you'll be kind of mitzvah tzitzis later. The Achronim ask that this halach of the Ramah would seem to be contradicted by Psak halach of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tov Chavav Siv Beis, discussing the halach of Kiddush Levana. We know there's a halach at the beginning of the new month when you see the new moon. So, there is a special mitzvah, a special bracha that you're supposed to say. It's the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein mevarchen ala yareach. We don't make this bracha of Kiddush Levana, El memoitzoi Shabbos. That there is a milah to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana after Shabbos, when Shabbos ends. For whatever reasons, the meaning is not to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. So therefore, you wait until after Shabbos. Why? What's the milah of making the bracha of Moitzoi Shabbos? Kishu mevusim ubgadim noim. That's the time when he's wearing nice clothing. It's appropriate to be mechabe the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana by wearing his best clothing. And that's when a person is clean. In the rest of the week, he may not be so clean. But when Shabbos comes, that he washed up for Shabbos. We don't make Kiddush Levana on Shabbos, so therefore we do it immediately after Shabbos. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's appropriate to wait, even though he may have seen the moon beforehand. Rosh Chodesh was the beginning of the week, it was possible to see the new moon even before Shabbos. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch says that it's better to wait, push off the mitzvah of the bracha of Kiddush Levana, and perform the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana on Moitzoi Shabbos. What do you see from here? It's very clear, the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's a question of doing the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana on a Wednesday night wearing his weekday clothing, or doing it Moitzoi Shabbos wearing your Shabbos clothing, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's better to do it on Moitzoi Shabbos, because there the mitzvah is better. It's a better mitzvah you're doing when you're wearing big day Shabbos. So you see, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say the opposite of the Ramah. The Ramah said, when it comes to talis against tefillin, is should you wait to put on the talis and tefillin, which is better, or should you put on the tefillin right away? Says the Ramah, no, put on tefillin first. Why? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And over here, over by the Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to Kiddush Levana, we say the opposite. By Kiddush Levana, we say, no, we don't say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. We say, don't be mekayim the mitzvah during the week. Wait till Moitzoi Shabbos. Be mekayim the mitzvah on Moitzoi Shabbos. So it seems to be a contradiction. The truth is, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof over there in Simen Tav Chavav does bring that there are those who say that it's better never to wait to Kiddush Levana. He brings it from the Sefer Chassidim. He says also that that's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, that there are those who say that it's better if you see the moon. If you see the moon during the week, it's better to say Kiddush Levana right away and not to wait till Shabbos. Now, Kiddush Levana has other issues that we're not going to discuss now. The Ramah discusses what happens if it's cloudy, if it's a rainy season. So then there's always a possibility that you won't see the moon Moitzoi Shabbos. So then you're not supposed to wait. You're supposed to say Kiddush Levana immediately. But we're talking about the Iker Halacha, putting all the other aspects aside. If you know for sure that you will be able to see the moon Moitzoi Shabbos, and it's going to be before and during this man where you're still allowed to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana, question is, should you do it during the week or do it on Moitzoi Shabbos? So there are those, such as the same Hasidim, who say that you should not wait, which would make sense, that would fit with our Ramah by Tefillin. However, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say not yet. So we have a contradiction over here, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. We could maybe suggest that it's a machloikis between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't imply over there in Hilchos Tefillin the halacha should be different, and the Ramah over here doesn't disagree with the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch by Kiddush Levana. So it doesn't seem that there is a difference of opinion, that there's a machloikis over here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. So how are we to understand, how are we to answer this contradiction? So is a sefer on Shulchan Aruch, sefer called Aretz Yisachayim. Sefer Aretz Yisachayim is on the beginning of Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Tefillin over there. It was written by the Malbim. Same Malbim wrote a pirish on Tanakh. He wrote a pirish on Shulchan Aruch on the beginning of Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. And the sefer Aretz Yisachayim in Simon Chofei in Hamer La'aretz Sif Katan Yud Gimel says that there's a big difference between these two halachas, the halacha of Kiddush Levona and the halacha of Talis and Tefillin. Says the Aretz Yisachayim, when it comes to Kiddush Levona, so what's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says to wait? Because you're being mechabi the mitzvah, it's better to say the bracha of Kiddush Levona when you're wearing nice clothing. So the actual mitzvah and the bracha of Kiddush Levona is a better bracha, it's a better mitzvah when you ate the Moitzoi Shabbos. When it comes to Tefillin, is there any difference in the mitzvah of tefillin if I put on the tefillin while I'm wearing tzitzis already, if I put on the tefillin when I'm not wearing tzitzis? There's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah called tzitzis, and there's a mitzvah called tefillin. It happens to be that there is an advantage, there is some sort of mila of putting on the talis, putting on the tzitzis before putting on tefillin. There are milas, but it's not an inherent value. It's not inherently making the mitzvah of tefillin, the key mitzvah, a better mitzvah. The mitzvah of tefillin is the same mitzvah. Says the Aretz Yisachayim, when it's a question of doing a mitzvah now, or doing a mitzvah later, and it's the same mitzvah, narvas, what's the question? The question is that there might be something else on the side that might get ruined, or might be better if I wait till later, such as putting on the mile of putting on talis for tefillin. Or if it's a question of being makdir, the carbon, doing the haktaras, doing it now on Shabbos or doing it after Shabbos, where doing it on Shabbos involves a malacha, an iser of malacha on Shabbos, which has to be doicha, or doing it later. So in such a case, we say, no, chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. There's no reason the mitzvah won't be any better if I do it later. So if the mitzvah won't be better when I do it later, inherently in this mitzvah, so do it now. Mashenkin by Kiddush Levana, where it's inherently going to be a better mitzvah, the Kiddush Levana itself is better when you push it off and do it later, then we say that you should do it later. This is the tchilik, this is the answer of the Malbim, of the Aretz Yisachayim. It would be possible to suggest a slightly different answer, and we'll see there might be an afkamina l'alocha. L'chayra, there's a very fundamental difference between tefillin and Kiddush Levana. When it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, there's a mitzvah to say the brach of Kiddush Levana. Mitzvah is to do it once a month. Once you do it once a month, you don't do it again till you see the next new moon. So there's a mitzvah when you see the new moon to say Kiddush Levana. Elamai, the question is, when should somebody do this mitzvah of Kiddush Levana? Should I do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana today, or should I do the mitzvah later? But either way, when the mitzvah is done, the mitzvah is only going to be done once. And there's no difference between the mitzvah that I do on Wednesday night of Kiddush Levana and the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana that I do on Moitzoi Shabbos. However, when it comes to tefillin is very different. Tefillin is a discussion in the Paiskim exactly what is, how a person is mekayim, the mitzvah of tefillin. The Torah says, you put on tefillin, you wear tefillin. And the minig is, in Klal Yisrael, we wear put on tefillin every day. But it doesn't say in the Torah that you're supposed to put on tefillin once a day. The Torah says you're supposed to wear tefillin. And technically there are holy people that wear tefillin a whole day. There's a mitzvah, it doesn't say in the Torah there's a specific time limit for wearing tefillin. Now the Prima Gadim says that the Iker mitzvah in our Torah is to wear tefillin at least once every day. How long do you have to wear it? You don't have to wear it for a minute. You don't have to wear it for longer. The Prima Gadim says that's the Iker mitzvah in our Torah. The rest is the mitzvah in our Movcher. However, the Pashtus of the Psukim seem to say that there's no difference between it, that if you would wear put on tefillin in the morning, you take it off and put on tefillin a second time later in the day, you mekayim another mitzvah. There's no limit. And there's no limit to the mitzvah of tefillin. The more you wear tefillin, the more mitzvahs you're mekayim. For every second you're wearing tefillin, you're mekayim a mitzvah. So the question becomes, I have tefillin in front of me right now, at 8 o'clock in the morning. I could wait to get my talis. I could wait till 9 o'clock, then I get my talis, and I'll put my talis, and afterwards I'll put on my tefillin. But there's a mitzvah on 8 o'clock, there's a mitzvah to put on my tefillin right away. You're right, there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin at 9 o'clock also. But the mitzvah to wear tefillin at 9 o'clock is not the same mitzvah to wear tefillin at 8 o'clock. Every second that I have tefillin in front of me, that I'm able to wear tefillin, I have a mitzvah to wear tefillin. Do I have a chiyuv to go around with tefillin a whole day? Could be, I don't have a chiyuv. The Prima Gadim holds there's no chiyuv to wear tefillin a whole day. But the mitzvah to wear tefillin at 8 o'clock, if I wait till 9 o'clock to get my talis, I will not be mekayim the 8 o'clock mitzvah of wearing tefillin. I'll be mekayim the 9 o'clock mitzvah of wearing tefillin. I'm not going to be mekayim the earlier mitzvah of wearing tefillin when I have the tefillin in front of me. In such a case, says the Ramah, that what are you talking about? Very nice, you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah better later, but that mitzvah is a different mitzvah. That's not this mitzvah. Right now, I have a mitzvah right now at this moment to wear tefillin. I could be mekayim a different mitzvah tefillin later. What does that have to do with this mitzvah? So therefore, says the Ramah, you wear tefillin now, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. The same thing is true when it comes to being makter the ivarim of the carbon. True, when I'm makter the ivarim of the carbon, I'm only makter it once. I only burn the ivarim once on the mizbech. However, the Mefarshim say that there is a special mitzvah. The reason why the akhtar is doicha Shabbos is because there's a special, specific mitzvah to burn the emurim the same day. Not the night, the same day that the carbon was brought. True, it's kosher if I do it by night, but it's not the same mitzvah as doing it by day. So there's an advantage to doing it by day, and that advantage tells me chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that is the shas, the time of the mitzvah that we're discussing, that's chaviv, and therefore you're mekayim the mitzvah then, and don't wait till the night time. Masha'en in my kiddush levono, there is no time to do the mitzvah. There might be zrizin makdimin, there might be shi'a mitzvah, there might be inyonim that you're not supposed to push off doing a mitzvah if you have the ability to do it now. But since the mitzvah that I have today is the same mitzvah that I'm going to have tomorrow, and tomorrow it's going to be a better mitzvah, so in such a case, the halacha is, says the Shulchan Aruch, wait till tomorrow, don't do the mitzvah now. Eyes reason magdimin, she mitzvah, you don't push off a mitzvah. In a normal circumstance, you don't push off a mitzvah. But for a better mitzvah, if it's going to be a better mitzvah, if I wait later, and I'm not losing anything by pushing it off, so then, avado, it's definitely better to push it off. Could be there's an afkemina between these two mahalchim. Could be there's a difference. The Shvus Yaakov in Chelik Aleph, Siman Lamed Daled, discusses the following shiloh. It's Sukkos. Sukkos, we know, there's a mitzvah to shake the lulav, then the esrik, the dalad minim. There's a mitzvah to wave the dalad minim. So our minig is that we wave the dalad minim, we hold the dalad minim, we pick it up before halal, and we hold it throughout halal, and we hold it throughout halal, and we do the nanum, we shake the lulav during the halal. So the shiloh was that this person, he didn't have a lulav, and someone was going to lend him, or someone was going to bring him a lulav and esrik. And now he's standing there about to start halal. And somebody hands him a lulav and esrik to hold for halal, so to mekayim the mitzvah. However, he knows that an hour from now, or sometime later in the day, he'll be able to go to his friend, who has an esrik that's very mehudar. It's a much nicer esrik, it's a much nicer lulav than the lulav that they're giving him now. So the Shvus Yaakov was asked this question. The Shvus Yaakov was asked, what is it better to do? I have a lulav and esrik in front of me now. So do I say, listen, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, why should I push off doing the mitzvah later? Well, do it until later, I could do it now. Or do we say, no, if I push it off until later and do the mitzvah later, I'm going to get a more mehudadik lulav. I'm going to get a better esrik. I'm going to kind of, it's a better way of being kayim the mitzvah. So in the beginning, the Shvus Yaakov, at the beginning of the tshuva, the Shvus Yaakov says, no, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. You don't push off doing a mitzvah. So l'chayra would be better to do the mitzvah now, take the lulav now, and hold it during halal, even though I won't be mekayim the hither. Once you're mekayim the mitzvah of lulav and esrig, you can't pick it up later and be mekayim the hither. Once you're mekayim the mitzvah, the Gemara says the mitzvah is finished. However, the Shvus Yaakov comes out the opposite. Halacha l'maisa, Shvus Yaakov says, if you know for sure, you're 100% sure that you will be able to get a more mehudadika esrig and lulav later, says the Shvus Yaakov, you should, don't take the esrig and lulav now, don't take the esrig and lulav that's kosher now, better to wait and take the more mehudadika esrig and lulav later. Why? True is chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, but, since the mitzvah that you'll be doing is a better mitzvah later, so therefore he says this svara that we said from the Arz Chaim, since the etzah mitzvah will be better if I do it later, so therefore you should wait and do the mitzvah later and don't do the mitzvah now. That's the psak halacha l'Shvus Yaakov. Now, one can argue, l'maisa, that true, that later, if you'll do the mitzvah later, it'll be more mehudar. But it could be there's an advantage to doing the mitzvah now. Because if you do the mitzvah later, you're not going to say halal later, you're saying halal now. You're not going to have the nanum, you're not going to be holding the lulav and the esrig and do the nanum during the halal. So now, here it comes up to a question where there is a milo. There is an advantage to doing the mitzvah now, and there is a different advantage to doing the mitzvah later. If I do the mitzvah now, I get halal. I'm holding the dalad minim for halal. If I do the mitzvah later, it's a better esrig. It's more mehudar. What is it better to do? In such a situation, do I say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? Is it better to do it now? Or do I say, wait? If I hold like the Aretz HaChaim, the Aretz HaChaim says the only determining factor is it going to be an inherently better mitzvah or not? True, you're going to hold the mitzvah, you're going to do the nanum for Hal, but that doesn't necessarily make the Esrig better. The Esrig is better if it's more Mehudar. So therefore, you would hold like a Shvas Yaakov and say, wait till later and be Mekayim the Esrig, Mekayim the mitzvah with a more Mehudar take Esrig. However, if you learn that the only reason why the Shulchan Aruch says to wait for Kiddush Levana is because there is absolutely no advantage doing the mitzvah now, and the reason why Tefillin is different is because Tefillin there is a mitzvah now that I'm not going to get later. So L'chayr, one could argue with the Shvas Yaakov, one could suggest that in this case the halacha would be different. The halacha would be that maybe it's better to take the Esrig now and have this milah, this advantage of holding lulav and Esrig during the Da'al Minim, even though there'll be a mitzvah later, but in such a case we'll say the halacha chaviva mitzvah b'shaita.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.